From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Electric guitars, vocal harmonies, a pop rock beat with rich arrangements of mandolins, dobros, banjos, and harmonicas characterize a style of music known as alternative country. It's been around for a while. Bob Dylan, Graham Parsons, The Byrds, Neil Young were early influences. Some 20 years ago, a band called the Jayhawks were local favorites in Minneapolis and St. Paul clubs. A local independent label, Twin Tone, released some of their early work, but their name was little known beyond the Midwest. One day, a producer for a big record label telephoned the Twin Tone offices. George Draculius heard the Jayhawks' disc playing in the background. He signed them. Hollywood Town Hall, produced by Draculius, was released on Deaf American Records in 1992. It's been a critic's favorite ever since. But a major label, solid reviews, and a passionate fan base for the Jayhawks didn't quite fill the arenas. Their last CD, Smile, shaped by Pink Floyd and Alice Cooper producer Bob Ezrin, was dubbed a classic by the New York Times. But that still didn't boost the band to the big time. Mark Perlman told the Times, "I wish we were huge rock stars, but we're not." Rainy Day Music is the Jayhawks' new CD on American Lost Highway Records. Rainy Day Music is simple, solid Jayhawks root music. Band members Mark Perlman, Gary Louris, Stephen McCarthy, and Tim O'Regan are in NPR Studio 4A. And Mark, first question, are you still pining for rock superstardom?
Actually, I just, Leanne, want to break even. I'd be happy.
What does that mean? How do you measure breaking even? Not just monetarily, right?
We just want to, you know, live a normal middle-class existence and, you know, be able to walk to the store and buy the groceries. The simple things.
Pay the bills. Little
pay
things
the bills,
like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Gary Louris, you and Mark Perlman are original members. What's the current trajectory of the band, do you think? Where do you see this fitting in to the landscape? Do you see it fitting into the landscape?
I think we made the record, you know, kind of oblivious to the trends and what's going on and not dictated to by what we think might make it on the air. You know, just something that sounds great 10, 20, 30 years from now and today also.
There's some delicious stuff on the new CD, and you're going to play a tune for us from it. It's called Tailspin. And do you want to say anything about it?
Well, you could plug whoever you might think into this song who's maybe going through a very tough time. But it's about a person who's just, you know, once something goes wrong, it's like it's the downward spiral and goes something like this.
Tailspin, running out of your head. You're in a tailspin.
lost your grip. We've all been praying for you. You're going down, baby, baby. You're going down, baby, baby. The tail's been running out of your head. The tail's been running out of your head. The tail's been, baby, running out of your head. The tail's been running out of your head.
Tailspin, played by members of the Jayhawks here in NPR Studio 4A. It's the kind of song you want to sing along with. The guiding principles, Gary, I read, one of the strong ones, is this idea of writing songs that sound good on acoustic guitar.
Well, you can. If there was a while where, on the last record, we started touring with some loops, you know, some tapes and strings and some drum beats and things, and I think we got a little sick of how complicated things were getting, and we got back to the acoustic guitar a bit. It felt good to make a record this way at this time, and also I think the most important thing was it was such a live performance. All the lead vocals are live, and you play guitar around your voice and you sing around your guitar that way, which you don't do when you overdub. So it makes for, I think, a little more emotional performance, which I think this record and probably Sound of Lies, which was done a very similar way but more electrically, are probably our most emotional records, I think.
A lot of weather I felt on the new CD, and I can't tell you whether it's just because I was listening to it a lot when it was raining.
No, I mean, I think that's an ongoing
metaphor.
Theme. I don't know what, if we're like nature boys or we should have been weathermen or meteorologist, but a lot of our, if you look at our set list, sometimes we'll have like four songs that have clouds in it, and three with rain, and I maybe it's just a lack of imagination. We're in trouble coming up with new themes.
Ah, you're going to actually do a song, an old one. I don't want to say old. I mean, it's from way back anyway. But it's called. It has rain in the title.
Yes, it does.
It's from Hollywood Town Hall. It's called "Settle Down Like Rain."
That's correct.
Why did you choose to play that one?
When we play it acoustically, it takes on this whole different vibe than the original version that I've come to really love. So I thought it was a good way for the audience to hear it in a new way.
Here are the Jayhawks performing "Settle Down Like Rain" from their landmark 1992 CD, Hollywood Town Hall.
Taken, best was yet to come. I know, for I was forsaken, and so I kept my fingers crossed to win at any cost. The sound of water falling. Oh, You packed up your bags and belongings and crept out through the back. The sound of footprints on the ground.
The tune Settle Down Like Rain, performed in Studio 4A by the Jayhawks. It's from their 1992 CD, Hollywood Town Hall. Gary, let me talk to you a little bit. This is kind of personal, mainly because there's been a lot of...
I like you too.
Oh, I like you too, and we've just met.
I know.
You've had a lot of changes in personnel in the band, changes in sound, and you also had to go through quite a bit of stuff. You were in a bad car accident. Mm-hmm. You had a heart infection that could have been fatal? I mean, I want to ask you how you are more than anything.
I feel great.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, thank you. I got so many wonderful cards and letters and flowers. My room looked like a florist, in the hospital. But I'm all fine, thank you. As far as personnel changes go, it just comes with the territory when you're together this long. Our lineup is pretty stable considering, how long we've been together. Mark Olson, when he left in 95, was a big deal. He was the co-founder, and but he went off and he had to do what he had to do with, and has been making music with his wife Victoria, and we're still friendly. And
Mark Olson's wife is Victoria Williams.
Right.
I know there's a lot of people that know her singing. So, Jayhawks, what do you want? Mainstream success? Cult adoration?
Well, cred is always a big deal for me. I think respect. And
longevity, you've had
longevity, but I mean the real deal, like looking back at it being an important band, not being like a footnote, but being somebody that really did something that influenced others. And I'll tell you that the main thing is every night somebody comes up to us and says, "You changed my life," or "You saved my life," or that's heavy stuff. Every night I get that. It's not like, "Hey, we partied to you guys. You guys are awesome." It was like, "You saved my life," or something. And you feel like you're doing something for others that it's bigger than you yourself.
We're going to hear one more tune from the CD that you're going to play for us. And again, there's It's Wet, certainly in the title. It's called Save It for a Rainy Day.
Okay, it's rolling. Here we go.
Disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup, burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear. So sad. Don't look so sad, Maria. There's another part to play. So sad. Don't look so sad, Marina. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. You never make your mind up, like driving with your eyes shut. Rough around the edges, won't someone come and take you? Waiting for a breakthrough, what will you set your mind to? We stood outside the Chinese restaurant in the rain. So sad. Don't look so sad, Maria. There's another part to play. So sad. Don't look so sad, Marina. Save it for a rainy day. Save for a rainy day.
the Jayhawks with a live performance of Save It for a Rainy Day here in NPR Studio 4A. It's from their new CD, Rainy Day Music, which is on American Lost Highway Records. You heard Gary Louris on vocals, harmonica, and guitar, Mark Perlman on bass, Tim O'Regan on drums and vocals, and Stephen McCarthy on guitar and vocals. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you very much.
For audio clips and a few more songs, visit our website at npr.org. Our feature on the Jayhawks was produced by Ned Wharton. Our engineers are Drew Reynolds and Josh Rokeson.